Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 22nd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Esther chapters 4 to 6. God will grant us favor when we stand up for him. We read in Esther chapter 5 verses 1 to 3 like this. Now it happened on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace, across from the king's house, while the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house facing the entrance of his house. And so it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Then Esther went near and touched the top of the scepter. And the king said to her, "What do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request?" "It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom." Sometimes it takes a crisis to remind us that we never serve God alone. Esther enjoyed comfort and ease in the palace, but now she had a difficult task to perform. She made a crucial decision and stood out as a model of taking courage and acting wisely in order to withstand evil. We should note here that she does not act on her own, but decided to fast with her maid, Mordecai, and all the Jews from Shushan for 3 days and nights so that God would intervene on their behalf. Even though Esther had a strategy, she trusted God to work out the details. On the third day, when the fast was completed, Esther put on her royal robes, summoned her courage, and appeared before Ahasuerus uninvited. Recognizing that only a very important matter would cause his new queen to risk her life, the king held out to Esther his golden scepter, offering entrance and favor. This indicated that she was free to come before him and that she had found favor in his sight. The king also promised to grant her request up to half his kingdom. That is a figure of speech, meaning that he would give her anything at all within reason. Thus we see the providence of God that was demonstrated by the king's response to Esther, which was a direct answer to her fasting for the 3 days. Thus we see the providence of God that was demonstrated by the king's response to Esther, which was a direct answer to her fasting for the last 3 days. Esther's bold gesture of seeking an unscheduled audience with the king showed a great deal of courage. Access to the Persian ruler was limited to those summoned by him. Anyone who violated this policy could be punished by death. Yet Esther's faith, encouraged by her cousin Mordecai, gave her the resolve to speak up on behalf of her people. Here's an uplifting thought from the Inspirational Study Bible. Courage is the power to do well when the air is turbulent and the going gets tough. It is having the character to do well when things are tempting, when things are painful. It is easy to be a mother when the baby is cooing and gurgling over breakfast. It takes courage to be a mother when the child suffers from a terrible and incurable handicap. Courage is the power to do well in the face of a threat to your life, to your security, to your future, to the things you hold dear. So like Esther, let us also be courageous at the onslaught of evil into our lives, knowing that God will grant us favor when we stand up for him.